所以 become a righteous man，
由于信以至于信。
It is from faith to faith。
这样我们看见了基督与我们的关系，就是信的代表性的关系。
So we see the relationship of Christ Jesus and us is a representation in faith。
那么亚当与人类的关系是什么呢
？And what's the relationship of Adam and us？
就是罪的代表性的关系。
And also representation in terms of sin。
换句话说，亚当是第一个罪人。
In other words, Adam is the first sinner。
所有在他生命源流里面的人都与他一样成为罪人。
And those who derive their life from him will become sinner。
亚当的罪是什么罪呢
？And what kind of sin did Adam have？
亚当的罪是背逆上帝。
The one who go against God。
抵挡他的旨意。
The one who oppose God's will。
反抗他的命令。
The one who go against God's commandment。
背弃他的约。
The one who betrays God's covenant。
离弃神的这个神。
And the one who leave God。
所以亚当与其他的人的关系是什么呢
？What's the relationship of Adam and other people？
因为他一个人犯罪，罪就进到万人的中间来。
Because he himself has sinned and sin has entered into humankind。
这是由于罪以至于罪的代表。
So it is a representation of from sin to sin。
在亚基督里面怎么样呢
？And what about Christ Jesus？
耶稣基督刚好反过来。
That's the reverse。
因为基督是信心。创始成终的基督
Because Christ Jesus is the author and also finisher of our faith
是他把信放在我们的里面
So it is he who put the faith in us
他都用真理的道圣洁的圣灵来使我们的信心长大起来
And using the truth and also the Holy Spirit to allow our faith to grow
当我们走完人生信仰的道路的时候
So when we walk and finish the journey of faith
他就照着他的诚信真实
And according to his honesty and faithfulness
不变的应许
And also unchanged promise
做了今日知道永远是一样的能力
And the one who is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow
保守我们使我们的信仰成全
To preserve us so that our faith is accomplished
然后我们走完信心的道路的时候
We finish the journey of faith.
你知道从开始到结束是他的恩典。
So from the beginning to the end, it is by His grace.
基督是我们信心创始成终的基督。
Because Christ Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
所以这是由于信以至于信的一个生活。
So there's a life from faith to faith.
那么你说基督信上帝吗
？And is that Jesus Christ believed in God?
全本圣经没有讲基督信上帝这件事。
The whole Bible never say that Christ Jesus believed in God.
但是圣经用另外一个名词表达了差不多。同样的人的责任的问题
But he used another term to represent a man's responsibility
我再讲一次
I want more time
全本圣经没有说耶稣信上帝
The whole Bible never said Jesus believing in God
没有讲这句话
No
也没有讲耶稣拜上帝
And never said Jesus worship God
只有在反面的时候受试探的时候把人性的责任提出来讲过这样的话
But if it's only reverse when he's being tempted he talk about
人当敬拜他
Man should worship God.
人当侍奉他。
Man should worship him.
耶稣需要信上帝吗
？Jesus does he need to believe in God?
他本身是神。
He is God himself.
那么当他在世上做人的时候，什么
？When he become man in human form.
他按照人的规矩
，according to human rules.
他们到圣殿去。
He go to the temple.
但是圣殿里面你没有看见耶稣拜上帝。
But in the temple you never see God. Jesus worship God.
他按人之责任进到礼拜的地方。
But according to human responsibility, he go to the temple.
耶稣在殿里面教训人
Jesus in the temple he was teaching
他以人性的身份进到圣殿
And using human nature he entered into the temple
以神性的身份教训人
By using the God nature he wants to teach man
耶稣基督对上帝不是用信乃是用顺从
Jesus did not use faith but rather obedience towards God
所以他以人性的身份把顺从的责任行出来了
So standing in a position of humankind he practiced the obedience
以神性的身份是凡顺从他的人都可以领受得救的恩典
So in a God nature for those who obey him will now get the grace of God
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
等到我们讲到这个希伯来书第五章的时候你们这里是讲罗马书
And when you talk about Hebrews chapter 5 but you talk about Roman here
你会看到基督的顺从成为一切顺从之人永远得救的根源
You see the obedience of Christ Jesus become the source of those who are obedient to God will be saved
所以基督代表人类把那真正信的人应当有的顺从显明出来做我们的榜样
So Christ Jesus represented mankind so that he manifest the obedience that human nature should have
这为了要挽回转变亚当带着不信的人把背逆在上帝面前显出来的错误
So because of reconciliation so that you will manifest the wrong that Adam has
亚当 以不顺从的代表性做了我们全人类不好的榜样。
Adam represents us and set a bad example for those who are disbelieve and disobedient.
因为他的不顺从
，because he is disobedient，
背弃上帝的约
，and he go against the covenant of God，
抵挡神的旨意
，go against the will of God，
所以他把罪带到所有人类的本性里面。
So he brought sin into all human nature。
罪因一个人就来到了全世界。
Sin because of one man entered into the world。
死也因为一个人就临到全世界。
And death also because of one man entered and caused everybody to die。
因为一个人犯罪，他是生的后裔都是罪。
Because one man sin, all those who come after him are sinners。
一个人背逆，所有的人类都成了悖逆之子。
Because of one who go against God, those who run after him are those who go against God.
一个人不顺从，全人类都被定罪了。
And because of one who is disobedient to God, everybody is condemned.
所以亚当与我们的关系是什么？
So what's the relation of Adam and us?
由于罪以致以罪。
It is from sin to sin.
大家说，由于罪以致以罪，英文叫做From sin to sin,
and English is from sin to sin.
中文呢，由于信以至于信，是比英文的由于信以至于信更好的。
And the Chinese is better because Chinese from faith to faith, but English from sin to sin.
因为中文的信是罪恶。
Because in Chinese the sin is a
中文的信是相信。
And because in Chinese the sin is faith.
英文的信是罪恶。
But English the sin is sin.
所以 from sin to sin.用中文来讲，这是基督徒；从英文来讲，这个是亚当跟他的后裔。
So if we talk from sin to sin in Chinese, that's a Christian. But if we talk sin from sin to sin, from English, that's a sinner.
亚当与他的后裔是 from sin to sin， 但是是英文的 sin。
And so Adam's relationship with the humankind is from sin to sin, but
基督与我们的关系 from faith to faith 是这个英文的 faith， 这个 from 因为信以至于信是中文的 sin。
And so there's the English pronunciation of sin in Chinese from faith to faith.
So Chinese sin is better than English sin, 对不对？ Okay, the meaning of sin is faith in Chinese. The meaning of sin is sin in English.
那是中文跟英文的不同了。
好，你现在看清楚了。
So now you see clearly.
所以亚当是代表。
So Adam represents.
基督是代表。
Christ is represents.
在亚当里面的人都必背弃上帝。
So those who are in Adam go against God.
在基督里面的人都顺从上
帝。But those who are in Christ are obedient to God.
现在我们就问一个很重要的问题。
So we have to ask a very important question.
亚当不顺从。
Adam was disobedient.
他是罪人。
And he is a sinner.
为什么在亚当里面生下的人都自动变成罪人？
Why is it those who are born after Adam automatically
become sinners? 为什么？
Why?
为什么一个人犯罪？
Why is that one person sin?
他的子子孙孙都变成罪人。
And all the descendants are sinners.
你说的因为罪人跟罪人性发生关系，生下就生下罪人出来。
Because you say sinners are married to sinners, and that's why they produce sinners children.
所以你说这个叫做罪性的传递。
And that's why they call the inheriting of sin.
什么叫做罪性的传递呢？
Whenever hereditary view of sin,
the imputation of sin.
Imputation of sin.
Imputation of sinful nature, 就因为这个性的关系嘛。
And because of sexual relationship,
是不是因为亚当跟夏娃发生了肉体的这个肉体性的交合，所生下来就自动变成罪人？
It is because of sexual relationship that Adam had with the wife, and that's why they produce sinners.
所以今天我要与大家谈原罪的问题。
And tonight I want to talk to you about original sin.
直到奥古斯丁的时代，
It was even until the time of Augustine,
人家对罪性的传达的了解是因为性的关系而传下去。
And they thought that sin is past the next generation coming from sexual relationship.
然后从奥古斯丁一直到改教以前，
Then Augustine until pre-Reformation,
人家都以为这种解释就是圣经的教训。
People were taught that this is biblical teaching.
所以天主教就发明了一种不结婚比结婚更圣洁的道理。这是违背圣经。
So the Catholic was saying that celibacy is more holy compared to those who get married.
所以一个神父他不结婚。
So a father would not get married.
一个修女他不结婚。
And also a nun would not get married.
因为他不要过种不圣洁的生活。
Because they don't want to lead an unholy life.
换句话说，成为童贞女到死 是很圣洁，是很的荣耀的。
And other one, if you were a virgin until you die, you are very holy and very honored.
请问圣经有没有这样的教训？
And does the Bible have this kind of teaching?
当然，保罗曾经提过。
And Paul mentioned this.
如果你能守童身，那是很好的。
If you can be a virgin, that's good.
但是在保罗的书信里面，从来没有说结婚是不好的。
But Paul never said that it's no good to get married.
甚至保罗说，与其欲火攻心。不如嫁娶为妙。
And Paul even said that it's worse if you have a desire to lust, you better get married.
有一些人不结婚，他很安然守己，规规矩矩到死没有事情。
Some they are not married, but yet they are very pure until they die.
有一些人不结婚，就好像不能再活下去。
And some they don't get married, as if they're going to live again.
所以对那些人，他应当挂一个对联在门口，与其这个一火攻心。不如嫁娶为妙，那人家就知道这个人需要结婚了。
And so better they have a couple saying that rather you burn with the last desire, you better get married.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
And also he will tell us.
婚姻
，marriage，
人人都要尊重。
Everyone must honor.
床也不可误会。
And even the best should not be viewed.
因为犯沟壑行淫的人
，because those who commit adultery，
上帝必要审问。
God will judge them.
圣经里面这三句话。比你们所看见的所有的性知识的书还更伟大的隐藏着神圣的神的旨意在。
This three statement is even more important compared to any book that you read about marriage is because they contain the very holy statement of God.
婚姻
marriage
人人都当尊重。
Everybody must honor.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
结婚的人尊重婚姻。
You must honor marriage.
没有结婚的人也有尊重婚姻。
Honor marriage.
你没有结婚，你就不会。你没有结婚，你就不可以说那些结婚的人比你更低级，比你更肮脏污秽。
If you are not married, you cannot despise those who are married.
因为你要尊重婚姻。
Because you must honor marriage.
已经结婚的人
，those are married.
要尊重婚姻。
You must honor your marriage.
因为这是人类最神圣的一种制度。
Because this is the most all-holy system of mankind.
不但借助这个。
No need for this.
我们可以使我们的生命进到更完美的地步。
That our life can enter into more perfect state.
我们可以照着神所预定的旨意，可以生养众多，使我们可以养男育女。
And according to the ordained will of God, we can give birth to many children.
所以这件事到底如果是良善的。
If this thing is good,
为什么罪性是因为性交的关系传下去？
Why is it we see sin come from the sexual relationship?
所以这个理论的本身到底对不对？
So this theory is right.
如果性的结合
is the sexual relationship,
使我们可以把罪性传到后代的话，
that because of that we pass our sinful nature to our next generation.
那么性的关系本身就不是良善的吗？
So sexual relationship, that is good.
这就变成不好的嘛？
Then it turned to be bad.
岂不是变成前后不一致的顺？
Then you will read consistent teaching of the Bible.
是谁创造男创造女？
Who created the man and woman?
创造男女有性交功能的是谁？谁呢？
Who is the one who created man with sexual relationship and possibility?
岂不是上帝呢？
Isn't it God?
为什么上帝不造中性的人呢？
Why is that God never created a neutral man?
为什么呢？
Why?
神是按照自己的形象造男，按照自己的形象造女。
Because God created a man and woman according to His image.
所以男性的存在，女性的存在。因为神如此创造的旨意而存在。
So male and female exist because God created according to His will.
因为婚姻是神所设立的。
Because marriage is instituted by God.
神圣婚姻里面的结合是美好的。
And also this kind of relationship in marriage is good.
只有当性的关系乱用的时候，才变成最丑陋的事情。
It is only when that lust, the desire, then it becomes an ugly.
So sex can be the most beautiful thing. It also can be the most ugliest thing in the world.
那么性可以是什么？
一个女子婚姻的时候
when a lady get married,
分离进行期正在进行
and also when a wedding march is there,
看着她戴着白纱穿着白衣那种神圣的状态这是人类最荣耀的一个日子
seeing that with a white gown that she's wearing and that's the most holy thing in mankind
当一个女子在正式的婚姻里面怀孕虽然身材不像从前那么美丽但是当她走起路来的时候告诉人人类就这样神圣的传下去
and also when a man when a lady in a marriage she got pregnant she's most beautiful
为什么性的结合变成死罪传给别人的
why is that in sexual relationship this sin is passed to the next generation
所以在改教时期的时候
so at the time of reformation
重新检讨这一个教义的问题
if they re-evaluate this doctrine
是不是 sexual relationship is the means to imputate the sin into our children.
是不是这个信的关系呢？把我们的这个罪遗传给我们的下一代呢？
所以呢，改教家说不是的。
Reformer say no.
所以归正神学对这方面的看法是什么呢
？So what's the view of Reformed theology?
归正神学说，我们今天成为罪人，不是你父母性交合把我变成罪人。
That today we become sinner, it is not because of sexual relationship of our parents.
我今天成为罪人，是我的代表亚当犯罪，在他里面的人都自动变成罪人。
Today I'm a sinner because the representation of mankind, Adam sin, and that's why in him we're all sinners.
所以这是原罪论代表性的一个神学。
So this is the doctrine of original sin, the theory of representation.
我怎么样给你更明白这个理论呢
？How can you understand more about this theory?
当日本跟世界各国开战的时候
，When Japan declared war with all nations in the world，
那个时候他们是亚洲里面最先进科学、最先进武器的一个国家。
So scientifically and weapon wise, they're most advanced.
1905年日本打败俄国的战舰的时候
，In 1905 when they defeated the Russian fleet，
他们的这个傲慢、傲气腾空。
So they were so proud.
那他们就开始想怎么样征服亚洲的国家。
So they were thinking how they conquer the whole Asia.
第一次世界大战结束以后
，So after the finishing of the First World War，
不但军国主义的精神没有衰退
，Not only did militarism did not die，
发动了第二次太平洋战争世界大战
，Started the Second Pacific Warfare，
在珍珠港用敢死队炸关了许许多美国最大的舰队。
So in the Pearl Harbor, they also bombed many of the fleets of the states.
但是当他们到1945年8月份的时候
，In 1945 on August，
他们不得不要收场。
When they have to end the war，
他们不得不要投降。
And they have to surrender。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为原子弹在广岛跟长崎两个地方炸下去。
Because the atomic bomb was dropped in their homeland.
这个炸弹跟普通的炸弹不一样。
And this atomic bomb is different from other bombs.
它不是碰到硬的东西在爆炸。
It is not that they touch on the hard ground, they bomb.
它在空中掉下到某一个高度的自己先爆炸。
But right in the air, it exploded.
不同的地方在哪里
？What's the difference?
在空中爆炸的时候，它的影响力就大到一个层面。广到没有办法收拾的地方。
So when in the air it exploded, it exploded and covered a very big range.
如果它到地面相碰再炸，那炸的范围就很小了。
So when it touched the ground and then exploded, it was very small space as a space.
所以像很高的地方就把水洒出来了。
So in the very high place, you spread the water.
幅度就很广了。
So it spread the right way area.
人类从来没有想过有这种炸弹。
So man have never thought of this kind of bomb.
去年我跟徐牧师在美国空军博物馆里面看到原先的那个原子弹
，and also last year we were in the Air Force Museum，
那个叫做 Little Boy，
it's called Little Boy the Atomic Bomb，
大概有人这么高
，but 还有 man
这么胖
，this why
有这么大
，how this big，
但是炸下去，基隆坡四分之一的人会死光
，when it drop one fourth of the KL people will die，
那还是第一代最先的最原始的原子弹
，that is the first generation atomic bomb。
那么日本人不知道这是什么东西
，Japanese don't know what it is。
突然间，整个广岛差不多一半的地方都变成平地。
Suddenly the whole Nagasaki was wiped out。
几天以后
，after a few days，
传到日本天皇的耳中
，and the emperor of this Japan heard it。
要不要投降
？Are we going to surrender？
你不投降
，if not，
再来。再不投降，再来。美国已经预备了很多的原子弹
，and then America has prepared many atomic bombs。
必要的时候炸在东京的上空
，when it's needed it will fall in Tokyo。
日本人投降了
，and Japanese surrender。
我现在问你
，I want to ask you，
投降的时候
，when time will declare the surrender，
几个人签字啊
？How many signed？
几个人签字啊
？How many signed documents？
只有一个人
，only one。
谁啊
？Who？
Hirohito。
Hirohito，
Hirohito 在哪里签字啊
？Where did he sign the document？
在战舰上签字。
On the fleet。
为什么在战舰上签字
？Why in the warship？
因为美国说我不要到你的领土跟你谈和。
Because the America said I want to I don't want to go to your place to sign with you。
日本天皇到海里来。上我的战舰在这里写
You the emperor of Japan will come to my fleet
所以这个骄傲的日本
So the proud Japanese
不得不
They have to
在天意之下
So under the heavenly vengeance
屈服下来
They surrender
啊，拿起笔来
Take out the pen
我日本天皇
I the emperor of Japan
代表全日本国
Represent the whole nation of Japan
宣布投降
Declare that we surrender
一切我们造成的灾害
And all the world that come to us,
我们应当赔偿的。
What that we got to pay?
我答应赔偿。
I promise to pay.
从此以后
，henceforth，
我不建军。
I will not establish my.
直到大家许可。
Until people allow.
他签的。
And he signed.
美国呢？
And American.
看出他签字的是谁呢
？See that when he was signing.
General MacArthur.
General MacArthur.
麦克阿塞。
MacArthur.
所以这两方面签了以后。
So when the two parties signed,
用小船把他送到他的王宫里面去。
And send him back to his palace.
我请问你。
I want to ask you.
投降了吗
？Has he surrendered?
投降了。
Yes.
几个人写签名
How many signed?、
啊、一个人
Only one
日本人说他自己投降我没有投降
The Japanese said well, why the emperor surrender I will never
天皇神经病
Why the emperor something wrong with him
他自己没有勇敢去投降
He's not courageous enough to surrender
我们日本不管他
We Japan will not care about him
可以吗
Can they be so
不可以
No
为什么
Why
为什么
Why
因为他是代表
Because the representatives
明白吗代表
representative
不是代表一般里面哦
not to represent only one class
不是代表 Jalan Petaling Jaya
not Jalan Petaling Jaya
不是代表 Jalan Ipoh
not representing Jalan Ipoh
代表大日本
the whole Japan
向联军投降
and also surrender
他一个人签字
he's the one who signed
什么意思呢
what do you mean
日本每一个人民都变成战败国的百姓
then every single people of Japan become a defeated nation
你说我不同意
you say I disagree
不同意也是战败国的百姓
but you are still in the defeated nation
同意
you agree
同意也是战败国的百姓
also are in a nation of defeated nation
我不知道
I don't know
也是战败国的百姓比较不知道的那些
also in that category
你明白吗
you understand
所以就不管你同意不同意了
whether you agree or not
不管你明白不明白
whether you understand or not
不管那个时候你民主不民主
whether at the time you're democratic or not
不管你的基本人权
whether you're human right
因为宣战的
whether who you
是天皇
who is the emperor
现在签名投降的
the one who signed for surrender
天皇
also must be emperor
日本兵呢
what about the soldiers
你可以气 你可以反对
you can be
angry 你可以不赞成
you can disagree
但你不能脱离这个地位
but you are still in the same boat
代表性的地位
representative
你在这个下面了
You are under that.
你现在明白了。
You understand now.
好，感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
亚当犯罪的时候
，When Adam sinned,
我们不需要因为性交关系才把罪传到后代。
It doesn't come from a sexual relationship that we are sinners.
亚当是人类的第一个代表。
Because Adam is the first representative of mankind.
我们都是在亚当里面被造的。
We are all in Adam that we created.
不是因为性交的行为
，Not because of sexual act.
乃是因为那个。代表性的原则
，because of the principle of representation，
所以我们都是罪人
，so we are all sinners，
from sin to sin，
从罪到罪，
由于亚当的罪，我们都成为罪人
，from Adam's sin we are all sinners，
由于亚当的不顺从，我们都被定罪
，from Adam's disobedience we are all condemned，
由于亚当违背神的旨意。
Because Adam go against the will of God,
都是悖逆之子。
So we all are now betraying God.
你说现在我明白了。
You say now I understand.
但是可能你要问另外问题。
Maybe we're gonna ask.
为什么亚当生的孩子都是罪人？基督徒生的不是义人
？Why is that all given birth by Adam a sinner? Why is that not all given birth by Christians are all Christians?
Why no imputation of the righteousness?
为什么也没有把这个义把它传下来？
为什么我现在是基督徒？
Why say I'm Christian now?
我已经称义了
I'm justified.
我信主了
I believe in Jesus.
我生的孩子马上义人
And my children are righteous men.
马上爱主
And they love God.
为什么孩子那么坏蛋那么调皮
Why is this so evil?
而且他还会灭亡
And also your parents.
所以这样的亚当比耶稣厉害
So Adam is more powerful than God.
亚当生的罪人信耶稣又还是生亚当的罪人后代
Because Adam gave birth to sinners and also Christian gave birth to the descendants of Adam who are sinners.
那么怎么解答
How do you answer?
你信耶稣这么久，有没有答过这个问题啊
？Have you ever answered this kind of question?
你不但没有答问题，你想都没有想过。
You never thought of this question.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你地位上是耶稣基督神的儿女，但是思想上还是亚当的老头脑。
Because positionally you belong to Christ Jesus, but your mind still belongs to Adam.
现在我刺激你思想哈。
Now, I'll stimulate you.
为什么亚当犯罪生出罪人，基督徒称义生出也是罪人？
Why is that the Adam's sin and then give birth to sinners? And why is that Christian justified but yet give birth to sinners?
现在给你们一分钟讨论哈。
So you discuss one minute.
你们大家彼此讨论。
So you discuss.
看看到底为什么？现在讨论，快快点讲话讲话，不讲话的我叫他上来呀、啊。 还有25秒。
25 more seconds.
一分钟了，有谁要上来讲话没有？
So anyone want to try?
啊，你们没有想过吗？很奇怪哦。
Have you ever thought of that?
圣经有没有提到这个事啊？
The Bible mentioned it.
有没有哈？好像圣经没有讲这个事情。
And see, the Bible never mentioned this.
有没有？
Is that or not?
我问他，他问我。哎，两个都是亚当的后代，没有办法。
Well, because we're all Adam descendants.
圣经到底有没有讲义人就生义人出来
？That's the Bible said that righteous man will beget righteous man.
如果义人生义人出来，那么基督徒家里的孩子就不必信福音了。
So if righteous man beget righteous man, then Christian children born in the Christian home do not have to believe.
不必悔改了嘛
？They do not have to repent.
应该自动做基督徒了。
Because automatically become Christian.
我问你，长老的孩子要不要悔改
？The elders children do they need to repent?
牧师的孩子要不要听到
？What a pastor's children do they need to listen to the gospel?
要不要？ Yes. 基督徒的孩子要不要信耶稣
？Christian do they have to？
要不要好好听到，然后悔改、哭啊、认罪、接受耶稣？要不要？为什么
？Why？
不公平嘛？
It's a fair.
亚当的孩子不必反对上帝，是自动罪人。
Because Adam's children do not have the post God, they're sinners.
应该基督徒孩子不必信耶稣，自动义人。
So Christian children do not have to believe and they become righteous. You see?
我告诉你，当你说我没有想过这个问题，我告诉你，很多基督徒可能思想比基督徒更勤劳，思想圣经里面的毛病，或者圣经里面他们认为的毛病的问题。
So I tell you, many of Christians probably have not thought of this problem, but thought of the loopholes of Bible.
所以很多的非基督以为把圣经的毛病找出来来攻击基督。
So a lot of non-Christians find a loopholes in the Bible and want to attack us as Christians.
所以我有生之年
，in my life，
我立志装备基督徒。
I want to equip Christians.
给你们把各样所谓可能有的困难都解决掉。
So that I'll solve all the possible questions.
那我们能够好好为主做见证。
Then we can bear testimony well to the Lord.
我再问
，I want to ask again.
为什么罪人的后代是罪人
？Why instead the descendant of sinners are sinners?
义人的后代不会主动变成义人。
But the descendant of righteous man will not become righteous automatically.
这不对吧
？That's not right.
应当基督徒就生出基督徒。
Actually, Christian must born
重生的人生出重生的人。
The regenerated will begin regenerated.
灵性好的就生出灵性好的。
Those who are good in spiritual life will give birth to those who are good in spiritual life.
布道家就生出布道家。
So the evangelist will begin evangelist.
那么就很好搞了。不能传福音传的那么难。
So it will not be difficult to preach the gospel then.
到底发生在什么事情上
？Then what happens here?
圣经也没讲到。
Does the Bible say?
我告诉你，没有一个总原则是圣经没有提到、没有讲到。
There's no single principle whereby the Bible never mentions.
圣经也提到了。
Yes, the Bible mentions.
怎么提呢
？How did he mention?
请你注意，亚当跟他里面的人的关系是肉身的关系。
You must pay attention. Relationship with Adam and those who are in him is relationship with flesh.
耶稣基督跟在基督里面的关系。是灵性的关系
，and the relationship of Jesus and also those who are in Him are spiritual relationship.
所以基督以我们之间的关系是用圣灵来洗净我们，用圣灵重生我们。所以这样呢，生命力是以灵的生命力来相对于肉身的生命力来做比较。
So it is not comparisons of the relationship in flesh and relationship in spirituality. That is, it must be enabled by the Holy Spirit.
Billy Graham 说
，Billy Graham says，
我生在基督徒家里就可以做基督徒的话。
If you are born in Christian home and you become Christian automatically，
那么生在汽车旁的就是汽车了。
And those who are born beside the car will become cars。
如果你在汽车旁里面生孩子。那孩子就变成汽车了。
Oh, those who are born in garage become cars.
什么生在基督徒家里面不做基督徒
？And how is that when you are born in a Christian home, you're not Christian?
需要过程。
Because there's a process.
基督徒成为基督徒，不是因为你肉身生的，是为什么？从圣灵生的。大家说，我们成为基督徒，不是从肉身生的，是从圣灵生的。人若不是从圣灵生的，就不能进上帝的国。
Because we are born in flesh, but we are born to be a Christian in spirit, and that's why if you're not born by Holy Spirit, you cannot belong to the kingdom.
一个人若不是从圣灵生的，就不能进上帝的国。
If a man is not born by the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God.
圣经这些代表性的问题给我们的总原则记载在约翰福音第三章第五节，大家打开来看。
So in John chapter 3 verse 5, the book has given to us this principle of spirituality.
约翰福音，我先读第五节，你们大家读第六节。
John chapter 3 verse 5, Pastor John will read 5 and then you read 6.
约翰福音第三章第五节，我先读。
John chapter 3 verse 5,
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进上帝的国。第六节。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。再一次，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。你看见了没有呢？
So you see,
在这里你很清楚地看见这个总原则出来了。
Here you see the principle is here.
亚当的代表性，
The representation of Adam.
与人类的关系，
Relationship with mankind.
是肉身之间的代表性，
It's a representative in flesh.
基督的代表性，与人类之间的关系，是灵性之间的代表性，是灵里面的一个关系。所以这样一个人在亚当里面生下来，是肉身生下来，他虽然不是因为性的关系把罪传下来，是因为他是代表，所以亚当里面的都是罪人。
Because his representation all in Adam become sinners.
耶稣基督与教会在基督里面的人所有的关系是什么？
And also the relationship of Christ Jesus in the church and those who are in Christ.
他是代表，
He is representing,
他的代表性，
representation.
还是以灵的关系与我们建立关系。
It is because through the spirit he establishes relationship with us.
在亚当里面的人是肉身生的。
So he who is in Adam is born in flesh.
在基督里面的人是从灵生的。
And those who are in Christ born in spirit.
那么你说呢？这样的灵生的就因为灵的关系而变成生意吗？
So you say that you are in spirit, you are born in spirit, are you then justified?
是的。
Yes.
请你注意听下面这句话。
Pay attention.
我被圣灵所生。
I'm born with the Holy Spirit.
我就领受新的生命。
I receive new life.
我被称为义人。
I become a righteous.
我成为信仰的人士。
I become a one with faith.
但我用圣灵所启示的原则。
And also use the principle in spirit.
用神的道的传扬。
And also preaching the gospel.
使人皆听见道，受圣灵的感动，领受新生命的时候。
So people heard about the gospel, believe in the gospel, and they have new life.
那我就是在属灵的原则里面看见那些人，因为我所传的道被圣灵所生。
So in the spiritual principle, I see those people because of the gospel they preach, they believe in Christ.
所以这样的这些人就像我属灵的儿子一样。
So these people are my spiritual children.
所以这样我就可以用属灵的原则生出属灵的孩子出来。
So then I can use spiritual principle to give birth to spiritual sons.
那这个呢，从某一种角度来看
，from certain perspective,
是我。用福音生他们，
then I use the gospel to give birth to them.
但是从属灵的原则来说，
from a spiritual principle,
他们不是从我生的，
they are not given birth by me.
他们从上帝生的，
they are given birth by God.
他们从圣灵生的，
from the Holy Spirit.
他们从道生的，
from the Word.
他们从福音生的，
from the Gospel.
圣经只有这四个名词，
only these four terms.
没有第五个，
not the fifth.
那么保罗怎么讲呢？
How did Paul say it?
保罗说的我，
me.
啊。受生产的痛苦，
I've gone through the pain of labor.
直到基督成形在你们里，
Until Christ Jesus formed in you.
然后你们就变成一个真正有生命的人，
And then you become the one with true life.
你们就靠圣灵而得生，
Because of the Holy Spirit you're born.
你们就要靠圣灵行事，
And then you must live in the Spirit.
所以保罗从某一个角度来说是属灵的父亲，
And from certain perspective Paul, Paul is the spiritual father.
保罗这样讲，伟师的有很多，伟父的只有一个。
And that's why Paul said there are many masters, but only one father.
在你属灵的生命中间，
in a spiritual life,
在人性方面有一个人传福音给你，后来使你领受福音，使你重生得救。那个人在人性的方面，好像是福音里生你的一个父。
From a human perspective, there's only one who preach to you and prove that you believe in Christ Jesus. From that perspective, as if he is your father.
但是你永远的生命不是从他来的。
But your eternal life doesn't come from him.
是从神来的，
it is from God.
从 从圣灵来的，是从神的道而产生出来的，从福音生下来
的。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
这样你看见了，我们如果照属灵的原则，我们可以产生属灵的后代。是的。
So from the spiritual principle, we can give up the spiritual offspring. That's true。
你说为什么我不会马上生孩子？哥哥基督徒生孩子，基督徒那基督徒基督教也可以发展，像亚当生罪人，我生义人一样。
Why is that I will not give from natural birth many Christian descendants?
我告诉你，一个人会生几个人
？How many people can you give birth?
如果一个母亲对你说：“我有十二个孩子。”哦，如数自怕。
If mother would say, "I have 12 children," wow.
哇，你吓了一跳，拍照的时候像楼梯一样。
You have staircase.
那如果一个母亲说：“我有四十二个孩子。”你哈，有没有搞错
？If mother would say, "I have 42 children."
你几个丈夫啊
？I mean, husband you have.
你几岁结婚的
？How young did you get married?
生最后一个你几岁啊
？When the last one was born, how old were you?
上帝在一个女人里面放了450粒卵子。
And also God had put 450 this eggs in a woman's body.
是不是会说她会生450个孩子
？Does it mean that she can give birth 450 children?
当然不能了。
No.
所以当成熟没有发生关系的时候，慢慢就掉下去了。
So when they get mature, they never conceive, then it will have a period.
一个人会生几十个孩子，厉害厉害厉害。
So you can give twenty or thirty children, you're great.
但是灵性怎么样呢
？What is maturity?
不是更少
，not less，
是更多
，but more，
对不对呢？一个属灵的人会生多少属灵的孩子啊
？A spiritual man, how many children, spiritual children can he produce?
多少啊？啊，多少啊？我太太生四个孩子。
My wife had four children.
我相信我生很多很多孩子。
I believe that I get more.
属灵的孩子。
Spiritual children.
所以我比他更多。
So I have more.
为什么呢
？Why?
你不要说要像亚当罪人生罪人，我义人生义人，我才甘愿，那太少了。
You shouldn't say that it must be Adam who give birth to sinners. I give birth to righteous men. That's too few.
宋尚杰博士
，Dr. 宋尚，
曾经在一年的12月31号的晚上跪下来祷告。
There was once in a year at the end of December, he kneeled down and prayed to God.
上帝啊
，God，
感谢你
，Praise you。
今天是今年最后一天。
Tonight is the last day of the year.
如果你给我度过今年
，If you allow me to pass this year，
明年还可以活着。
Next year I can still live.
我求主
，I pray to you，
给我明年接100,000个国子。
Then I will give birth to 100,000 people.
100,000 converts.求主给我100,000人悔改，在一年里面。
Give me the repentance of 100,000 people。
等到明年12月31的时候。
And to the next year when it comes to the end。
他回头看。
He turned to the head。
那一年悔改的人。
And the one who repented that year。
比100,000还更多。
More than 100,000。
一个人。
One person。
会生这么多属灵的孩子。
Can give birth to so many spiritual children。
会。
Yes。
他会。
He has。
你会吗
？Can you？
会，但是还没有。
Okay, but not yet.
什么时候才还不知道、啊、
？When I don't know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters.
最近我买一本书啊。
Today I bought a book.
Billy Graham 一生向多少人讲道
？Billy Graham is whole life. How many people have he preached to?
可能已经超过了200 million.
Maybe more than 200 million.
我自己至少对1500万讲道。
Now, I have preached maybe to 150 million.
不了 ，15 million.
15 million. I'm sorry. 15 million. I'm sorry.
这40多年里面来。
So in these 40 years,
我讲到25,000多次。
I preach for more than 25,000.
最少的一次
，the one the less congregation,
只有两个人
，only two persons.
最多的一次
，and the greatest crowd,
65,000人。
About 65,000.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters,
我告诉你
，I tell you,
你说呢？我们为什么不生义人出来呢
？How can we not give birth to righteous men?
吃亏了。
Then we are for sure.
不是
，No.
你可以结很多果子的。
Then rather you can bear many fruits.
你可以照着圣经的原则
，According to the biblical principle.
神给你的信心
，Then the sort of faith that God has given you.
传讲上帝的道
，You preach the word of God.
领人到上帝面
，And bring people to Christ.
你可以结很多的果子
，You can bear many fruits.
请问
，I want to ask,
你结了多少的果子
？How many have you borne?
由以信以至于信
，From faith to faith.
是从基督开始的。
It starts from Christ.
由于罪以至于罪
，and from sin to sin.
是从亚当开始。
It starts from Adam.
亚当是代表。
Adam is the representative.
所以在亚当里边的人
，so in Adam,
以一人犯罪都是罪人。
Because one man has sinned, all become sinners.
基督是第二个代表。
Christ is the second representative.
在基督里面的人
，those are in Christ.
一人顺从我们都顺从上帝。
Because one is obedient to Him, then we are all obedient to God.
基督把信放在我们里面。
God has put faith in us.
所以我们由于信以至于信。
So is from faith to faith.
我们因信领受新的生命。
From faith we receive new life.
凭着这个信心。
Because of this faith.
凭着相信的道。
Because of believing word.
我们再传福音给别人。
On the physical gospel to many people.
许多人与我们一同归向耶稣。
So many people will return to Christ with us.
他们都在基督的代表性里面。
So they are in the representation of Christ.
领受了新的生命。
To receive a new life.
领受了信仰。
To receive the faith.
所以亚当与罪人的关系。
The relationship of Adam and man.
由于罪以至于罪的关系
It is from sin to sin.
基督与信徒的关系
And the relationship of Christ and Christians.
由于信以至于信的关系
Faith to faith.
最后我们看一节圣经
And the last verse was
read. 希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5.
我们要从第五节开始来读
Hebrews chapter 5 reading from first 5 verse.
希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5.
我从第五节一直读读到第七节
Verse 5 to verse 7.
第八节到第十节你们来读
You read 7 to 10
希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5
如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司乃是再不向他说你是我的儿子我今日生你的那一位就如经上又有一处说你是照着末基洗德的等次永远为祭司基督在肉体的时候即大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那能救他免死的主就因他的虔诚蒙了应允第八节他虽然为儿子还是因所受的苦难学了顺从他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远的救的根源并蒙上帝造作末基洗德的等次称他为大祭司这段圣经是基督论里面最特殊的一段圣经
This is a very special one in known Christology
这段给我们看见他在人性的范围里面
We see that in the realm of human nature
他借着苦难学习顺从
Through suffering he learned to be perfect
借着顺从达到完全
Through obedience he comes to perfection
然而他的顺从他的完全成为我们这些顺从的人一定有一天达到完全的一个基础
and also his obedience his perfection become the foundation for us to be able to become perfect one day
你看见了吗
so you see
基督与神的关系
relationship of Christ Jesus and God
人性顺从做代表
using human nature in obedience as a representation
基督与我们的关系
Christ and us
因为他的代表性成为我们的榜样顺从上
because of his representativeness and become obedient to God
然后把信赐给我们
and also give us the faith
我们在信里面学习顺从
so in faith we learn how to be obedient
这样基督的顺从成为神愿啊所有其他的人在他里面顺从上帝的一个基础
so the obedience it is in the obedience of Christ Jesus that God receive us who learn to be obedient in Christ
the obedience of Jesus Christ become the foundation of everybody who obey God in Christ 感谢上帝
praise the Lord for that
在基督的顺从里面
it is in the obedience of Christ
我们的顺从才被上帝悦纳
then our obedience has been accepted by God
在基督的代表性里面
it is in the representative of
我们的信仰被神接纳
then our faith is received by God
人信上帝
the man believe in God
透过基督
is it through Jesus
我们信基督
that we believe in Jesus
我们就顺从神
that we are obedient to God
基督接受我们的顺从
that Christ Jesus accept our obedience
基督接受我们的顺从
and Christ Jesus accept our obedience
把我们的顺从献给上帝
bring our obedience and offer to God
上帝承认我们的顺从
and God recognize our obedience
因为他在基督里面接纳了基督的顺从
because it is in Christ he accepted Christ's obedience
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
基督受苦
that Christ Jesus suffering
学习顺从
learn to be obedient
直到完全
until perfection
以后
and then,
凡顺从神的人
and those who are obedient to God
都被神所接纳
are acceptable by God
因为在基督里
becauseIn Christ,
他的顺从成了一切顺从之人永远得救的根源
Because his obedience becomes the eternal foundation and source of us who are obedient and are saved
感谢上
Praise the Lord
最后请你听两条路
And two ways are in the first
背逆
Going against
罪恶
Sin
灭亡
Perish
第二
Second
受苦
Suffering
顺从
Obedient
完全
and also perfection
亚当的路是什么路呢
what is the way of Adam
因为悖逆
disobedient
所以进到罪里面
so they enter the sin
又到死里面
and then perish
在亚当的道路里面。
And also in Adam's way,
人都灭亡了。
Man is all perish.
基督的道路是什么呢？
We are Christ.
就是苦难。
Suffering.
学习顺从。
Obedient.
以至于完全。
And then perfection.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
被灭。
Disobedient.
罪恶。
Sin.
灭亡。
Perish.
苦难。
Suffering.
顺从。
Obedient.
完全。
Perfection.
大家说，在亚当里。
In Adam.
被灭。犯罪。灭亡。在基督里。受苦。顺从。完全受苦与顺从
suffering to obedience，
所以我们信仰的榜样
and that's example of belief，
直到完全
until perfection，
救赎的果效
and that's the result of salvation，
也体现永永远远与神同在
so eternally we are with God，
感谢上帝
praise the Lord，
凡是在基督里承受这个信心而成全这个信心的人，都是由于信以至于信的。
So those who are in Christ receiving this faith and this faith is perfected is from faith to faith that we believe，
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
现在
Now,
对主说
you say to the Lord,
主啊感谢
Lord, I want to thank you.
你成为我的榜样
you become an example.
我要离开这亚当里的生活
I want to leave the life in Adam.
求主把我带进这基督里的生活
Lord, bring me into the life of Christ.
我们低头祷告
We bow our head for prayer.